Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here to show the world. I'm here to show the world.
Killer. What's going on, Chris?
Not much.
Hey,
I figured out why the hell I've had a fucking sore throat for like the past week.
Fuck about no.
Me either. I mean, hell, I thought that, like, you know, drinking like whiskey or whatever, like, cleared up, but that doesn't really do shit.
Oh, yeah, because whiskey's not for sore throats, Chris.
Well, of course.
I don't know who gave you that idea.
Oh, I'm just trying to call my own ideas, which don't work.
Well, I could have told you that one. What you need is fucking Chloraseptic.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Just go to the fucking nearest pharmacy, whatever you have. You know, it's not over the counter, so you can just buy it right off the shelf.
Okay, just hit it up on Facebook with however the hell you spell whatever that is.
chloroseptic. I don't know the fuck I'm about to spell it.
So,
ask Gil G. Maybe Gil G can spell it for you.
Yeah, maybe.
Gil G, how the fuck do you spell chloroseptic?
L-I-A-R. Oh, no, wait, that's just Chris. No. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, because the dumbass here, for some odd reason, you know, these guys with us. So for some odd reason, he figures drinking whiskey is going to clear up the sore throat.
Well, I always knew you were a moron, but you took it to a whole new level tonight.
I feel bad, Chris. I got a coworker who makes fucking kids with special needs seem smart.
Wow.
Damn.
And, honestly, I'm talking about the fucking special needs kids that don't speak English.
Now, how many of those do you know?
Well, let's see, we have way too many fucking Mexicans in the U.S. as it is. Too many people that don't speak English anyway, so half of them are probably special needs already.
You know, there's a difference between special needs and Mexicans.
Yeah, come to my job.
You know, one, they are retarded. And the other, they're just foreign.
They're retarded because they're foreign.
But,
now,
yeah,
if you told me you knew some special needs Mexican kids, then this would make a whole lot more sense.
And I probably do, and I just don't realize it.
You don't know? You don't know if you have any special kids around in your area?
Well, there's one. What are you talking about?
And are they Mexican?
Probably not, but he looks like he is.
Probably not, but he looks like he is. So that's a no. So you just have American special kids.
Apparently. First, here's a website for you. Go look at it, and you can see the chloroseptic spray to your fucking throat. You know, which don't contain whiskey.
Here's an idea. Hot tea.
That too.
Here's another idea. Cough drops.
Irish coffee.
Moron.
Well, I don't even drink coffee, so that works.
We all know what you meant.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah.
But 540, what's good with this?
I need you.
There you go, big. Okay, fine, leave.
I see how it is.
They don't want you anyways.
Where's 504, Havoc?
Virginia.
Who's in Virginia? Who do you know that's in Virginia? Victoria. Is she in Virginia?
Oh, Victoria's in Jersey. Well,
yeah,
Martin,
right, in New Jersey. Yeah, that's where she's at.
I mean, you know, might as well be the same damn thing with her.
Same damn thing?
Her. And, you know, apparently she used to live down that way, so yeah.
That seems legit.
God damn it, I hate that word.
Speaking of stupid words and whatnot, where the hell's Poo Poo Ninja been at, man?
Who the fuck knows? I've seen him posting shit on Facebook, but he never calls in.
He needs to show up another one time at least.
I wouldn't know since, you know, because in effect, you know, he just stopped talking, just disappeared. I just, you know, deleted him off my Facebook.
Jeez. That was like this one chick, man. She posted about something about, like, swag and some bullshit like that. I was like, that's what's wrong with this world. And then she deleted my comment, so I deleted her.
Swag.
Yeah.
So, who we got calling out of Virginia? Let's get you unmuted here.
Virginia, what's going on?
Virginia, are you not going to speak?
Do you know how to speak, Virginia?
I'll take Virginia for 100.
What is Virginia, Bob? Oh, my bad, Alex.
Bob?
Bob, Alex, what the fuck?
What the hell, we going to, like, Price is Right?
And they have left us again.
Come on down, Virginia.
Every time I'm trying to hang you up, we get a stupid fucking security notice. So, 540.
Security notice.
Yeah, that stupid one that I told you before about BTR fucking admins and shit like that with Skype and crap.
Wait, that came up for Virginia?
That came up for everybody.
And the Virginia number's back.
Virginia, take 3.
Sorry, guys, I got a shitty-ass connection.
Oh, what's going on? Who's this?
It's Tony.
Tony, as in sinful?
Yeah.
Is that you?
They left this again.
Damn, this service is real bad.
You get one more shot there, Virginia. Otherwise, you just won't, you know, be unmuted next time.
Anyway.
Who the fuck messaged me on Facebook? That's what I give up.
Oh, Facebook messages.
Yeah. Name Mark.
What?
I don't know. Someone named James.
What the hell is that?
Did you say his name's Haynes?
Kane.
No,
not Kane. James. You know, as in James.
Oh, James.
Yeah.
Oh, so not the big red retard.
First, I thought you said Haynes. Then I thought you said Kane, and then I thought you said Jane.
I'll take the big red retard for 100.
And then who is James?
Fuck if I know. You hit me saying, hey, what up?
Fuck if I know. These people are on your Facebook, man. You're supposed to know them. Don't you know the rules of Facebook?
Sure. Oh, you know. I learned the rules of Facebook as soon as these motherfuckers learn how to actually spell. Because this dude was WAZ and good, GUD.
Yeah, you should get rid of that person immediately.
Pretty much.
Along with those people that spell U-Y-U.
Yep. Mate. Goodbye, James. You're no longer going to be allowed on my friend's list.
If you can't spell, you need to get off the internet.
Yeah. Is there a faggots out there? And I'm saying this right now. Any of you dudes, I'm saying dudes, not chicks, dudes that are in the fucking twilight, please do me two favors. Well, one or two favors. Either A, delete yourself off my Facebook, or two, just kill yourself.
That was a bit harsh.
Well, because like I had one dude up on my Facebook, and it's a dude saying it's time for a fucking cry fest. What he said he was gonna go watch fucking Twilight, fucking New Moon.
Come on, man, no need to cry. Don't Amanda Todd yourself, all right?
Wow, this shit sounds really gay.
I'm gonna go cry. Wow.
That sounds really gay of a guy saying that.
Then that's when you simply like the status and be like, fag.
Exactly.
Wow, that's just weird shit. What the hell?
It really is. Hello, Kelly Kelly.
Hello, Kelly Kelly. Are you with us?
I am with.
Guess not.
But this is a picture I'm going to share to get on Gene's page. Chris, you're not so lucky.
Don't share it to my page. I'll get in trouble.
Wow, I see a picture I should share to both of your guys' pages.
Ew.
Steven's version of the Shield.
You want to share the Shield to our page? Why?
No, the Divas version of the Shield.
And who might that be?
Divas? Give me a second.
Give you a second, kid. You just looked at it.
Well, I'm still sharing it. Let's see. It would be... Looks like it's Gail Kim, Leah, and Ashley.
Gail Kim? That's a weird-looking chick. I don't even know about that chick.
I don't think anybody knows about that chick. Even her husband.
Is it?
Oh, wait.
Is it true that Matt Hardy's engaged to a playmate? Or is that just a storyline thing?
Hell if I know.
Probably is.
That thing was so stupid and pitiful, but yet it was funny as hell in some way.
Like, I've never liked Matt Hardy, and this is just terrible, what he's doing now.
Yeah, it's a terrible promo to cut. I mean, it's not like it's in bad taste anymore, but still, it's like, what the hell? Like, just any bars. Like, okay, they're arrogant as fuck.
Somebody made a picture. Somebody made a picture about that, except they put, you know, Jeff Hardy underneath it. Like, Matt, what are you doing with my money?
You know, I should probably delete that fucking Kevin dude off my page just because of the fact. Not because he's just stupid. Well, one, because he's stupid. But, two, apparently that dude can't even spell his own fucking name.
Wow.
Who the hell's Kevin?
You know, that dumbass that calls in and saying, hey, can I give you my number?
I don't remember his name being Kevin, but... I told you to delete him a long time ago.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, if you notice, these guys name it Juggalo Kev M. K-E-V-I-M. Is it supposed to be Kevin?
I don't know. Well, while you're at it, you can go to the like page and you can get rid of D Evil.
Because
I just saw recently he posted something for us or something, which I didn't care about, but I saw it.
I think there's a different evil.
How many D-Evils are there?
Too many.
Is there really more than one in that? More than one? Like, really?
Probably.
I just thought it was that dope because it said D-Evil and then it said, like, Uncle Phoenix or some shit.
Chris, what the fuck is D-Evil's real name? We don't give a fuck, so just put it out there.
Jesse, whatever.
Yeah,
man, I even knew that. No, but I'm saying, like, I think it was, like a like page or some shit.
Yeah, it's definitely a different, D-Evil.
Well, then maybe we could check that out then.
And how about the fact that I was actually talking to somebody up on the page for once?
Oh, yeah, who are you talking to?
I think her name is Jessa.
Jessa? Oh, that girl that likes to comment on all the pictures.
Yeah, because, like, because she sent the page a message to, like, I guess earlier today or something like that, like 10 hours ago or something like that. Yeah, she said, I want to send pics to you, but I don't have web or internet on my phone, so, you know, I asked her, you know, is there a way you can hook your phone to your computer? She said she's going to look at it, USB while she's at work. I told her, you know, if she has a USB that connects from her phone to the computer, she don't really need the internet on her phone. Now, I wonder if she realizes the web and internet are the same exact thing.
Well, yeah.
because she said she doesn't have web or internet on her phone. It's the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just thought, you know, like you could just transfer, you know, the pictures that she has from that phone to her computer.
She's one of the few people that actually talk on that page.
I noticed. So it's like.
But yeah, like I posted this morning, man, we were all slacking here on playing some female artists. What's up with that?
We need more than what we have.
We haven't played. All we do is get dudes hitting us up all the time.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah, we
like
need more female
artists. We used to have females on here all the time. Like Enigma Arcane, you know, shit like that.
Yeah. Now we just don't have that many left, though. I mean, we need more. Simple as that.
Although I did upload a song on there that you could play. Even though it's not really no underground thing or anything. So it's by that Chanel girl, you know? Chanel West Coast.
I forget that, I thought you talking about the other track you uploaded to the soundboard. Fucking
What's
Bruno
that?
Mars.
It's not really Bruno Mars, man.
I kind of figured.
It's a parody, man. It's talking about jerking off.
I think that had to be played eventually.
It was just one of those stupid songs I had to put it up here.
Alright, so here we go with Chanel. Keep Spinning.
There we go.
People walking like they think they important. I'm not supporting. They showing they true colors when they talking. I'm aborting. It's exhausting that I'm caught in the moment with rappers flowing like other rappers, and every song sound the fucking same. People think they know me from shows on their TV. My flows, they don't believe me. Some hoes, they wanna be me. Some hoes, they trying to see me push buttons like it was Siri. Stop fronting. I'm about my kiwi. The greens for all you lame. Caught up in the jungle of world, the way we struggle, the world, the way we juggle. Sometimes we need to huddle, sometimes we need to cuddle. My rhymes that be my hustle, about brands like I was Russell. This is starting my campaign. This world keeps on spinning. This world keeps on spinning. This world keeps on spinning. Round and round we go. This world keeps on spinning. This world keeps on spinning. For the stars like a fucking paparazzi. Can't wait till all my linens have a logo by Versace. Driving fancy cars but still see me at the swap meet. Pulling up with jaws of that sticky icky bomb weed. And I'm gonna do what I gotta. Gamble on myself, Nevada. Striving for the wealth I wanna. I'm moving so self-pariah. I got all these dudes double taking like a 2-for-1 in the Cali sun. Stay baking all these fucking rules like a loaded gun. Stay breaking, I will never lose and I'll never run. I'm waiting. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. Round and round we go. This world keep on spinning.
keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. Round and round we go. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. Round and round we go.
And we're back. Yeah, no, I was checking to that fucking Trick Justice page. And yeah, she's got some dope pics too.
Okay. Not a stalker.
Check it out. Yeah, she's got a picture of her, I guess her man or whatever, with fucking Tony Todd.
Excuse me?
She's got a picture of herself and her boyfriend or dude or whatever the fuck that dude is with the Candyman.
Oh, there you go.
And a pic of her boyfriend with the only black Ghostbuster ever.
Damn, man, I didn't look that far into it, man. Might have clicked the profile. But damn, man, you all into that shit.
Well, yeah, no, because, well, no, because, you know, I just wanted to see, you know, if she actually had any pics, because, you know, she does, you know. Kind of wondering exactly how she managed to get them on her Facebook if she don't have.
I'm sure she had internet at one point in time.
Yeah, she probably did.
Man, there's a lot of people that like that like page that I swear to God are probably just like some fake profiles or some shit.
They probably are.
Because some of them don't have pictures. And some of them have pictures of, like, Megan Fox. Clearly, it's not Megan Fox liking the page.
Man, yeah, that'd be dope as all fuck if we had Megan Fox liking the page.
Yeah, man. Megan Fox is hot, but I'm just saying, it's not like she's going to be on Facebook, you know, liking a Juggalo Rider radio page.
Exactly. I mean, however, you know, I did kind of fucking promote JR, didn't work today.
Promoted it to who?
One of my coworkers.
I had you pissing their shoes while you did it. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, Juggalo Rider Radio, man, I run his station.
Yeah, no, but now, the dude fucking actually like the idea. I mean, you know, I told him the link and shit, so, like, he said, maybe when he's 19, when he actually has it. Time off from work. You know, he must be
an artist.
No.
Damn.
And by the way, you gotta answer your question. Yes, he is dating someone who was a Playboy playmate.
Jeez, how long ago did I ask that? Like a half an hour ago.
Yeah, Rebby Sky is her name.
I don't know who that is. I don't know Playmates. I know porn stores.
Yeah, she's a fucking professional wrestler for Lucha Libre USA.
What the fuck?
Who also happened to be belly dancer.
Speaking of foreign wrestlers. The one video that I sent Chris, man, this fucking dude ran across the fucking top rope.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, let's see the Undertaker try that.
Yeah, man, Undertaker could barely walk across it. This motherfucker ran across it.
I was like, how in the fucking hell did he do that?
He got some really good balance. That's how.
Yeah.
Or he's basically a cruiserweight, so of course he can do it. I mean, if you have like a heavyweight dude, that'd be like, holy fucking shit.
I want to see Kane do that.
Kane, Undertaker, Big Show, Mark Henry, Ryback.
Because Kane's always going to the top rope trying to do some clothesline bullshit. So.
Yeah, Kane fits better.
And he's a lot younger than the Undertaker.
Yeah. But I still don't see him being able to fucking run across the damn fucking rope.
So how do you feel about Daniel Bryan, man, taking out the entire Shield himself?
That shit was fucking nuts.
Like, yeah, it was actually impressive. I'll give him that.
Yeah, it was. It's funny, because I think it's funny about that entire thing is three people couldn't do it. It took Daniel Bryan by himself just to do it.
Yeah, you see how things work out?
You see, he can't do it when he's teamed with Kane, but he can do it by himself.
Yeah.
First, think about this. You've had the Big Show, Sheamus, or anyone try to do it. You've had Ryback, Cena, and whoever else, and all the motherfuckers. Fucking, for once, Daniel Bryan was the only one that took all three of them out by himself.
Yeah, that's stupid. They got the smallest person to fucking take out all three of them, but they got, like, the Big Show and shit. Yeah, big-ass motherfuckers can't do it together.
Yeah. Fuck is that shit?
I blame Triple H.
Yeah. Apparently, I have a sister.
You have a sister?
Yeah, no, like in wrestling, because like, there's a chick named Jessica Havoc.
Okay, then.
Almost Gail G's like.
Well, that's kind of scary.
6 foot, 170 pounds.
So she is my height, then.
I said ghetto G's height, not Chris's height.
You said almost ghetto G's height, and that's my exact height, like 6'0", 6'1".
See that? I don't know, man. I think I'm shrinking, though, man. I really don't think I'm 6'3 anymore. I don't know, man. I think I'm going downwards instead of growing.
Damn, yo, she's got some cool-ass fucking finishing moves. The Demon Drop, which is like a over-the-shoulder, back-to-belly power driver, and then the Havoc Killer, which is a sit-out powerbomb.
Oh, a sit-down powerbomb. We haven't seen that before, Batista Bomb. Speaking of Batista, man, speaking of him, he's going to be in that new Riddick movie.
Yeah, unfortunately. Maybe with any luck, they'll fucking kill him off early.
Jeez. But no, man, you can definitely see how The Rock influenced the Fast and the Furious, though, man. Because in that movie, man, Vin Diesel and The Rock performed the Doomsday Device.
Yep.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? And then that damn chick in there, man, she pulled off the fucking Del Rio armbar.
Damn.
So, The Rock's teaching him how to do wrestling maneuvers.
It's crazy. Well, the chick that did it, man, she's the MMA fighter.
Okay, so she didn't need any training on that, because she already knows how to do it.
Yeah.
But The Rock's still training a few people how to do stuff, like the tag team maneuvers.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. And then The Rock, man, that dude's big as fuck now. He makes Vin Diesel look like a baby.
He really does.
Like, what was that one part, man? He's like, what, we working for the Incredible Hulk now?
I remember that part.
It's like, why do I smell baby oil?
That movie is an awesome movie.
Yeah.
And but it's like the way they ended it. It's like, god damn it. You know, like, why can't the seventh one be out already?
He called himself the Samoan Thor.
Oh, fuck.
damn rock.
And Chris, as far as the seventh one, even though they're already making one, they really don't need a seventh one.
Well, I mean, yeah, they don't, but I'm sure it's going to be dope.
Because of who they added in right at the end.
I mean, honestly, they, you know, they didn't even need a fucking sixth one.
Well, they didn't need a fifth one, or fourth one, or even a third one.
Yeah, but then you can go the same way with, like, Halloween or, like, Friday the 13th. They need a 10th one or a 9th or an 8th or a 7th.
But I'm just saying that that Tokyo Drift, man, that had to do with nothing.
Exactly. And now they're going back into it.
Like, and then they wanted to go back towards that movie to tie it in. Like, why?
Yeah, they should have had a plan for the second one to go towards that movie or something.
Because that third one had a whole different cast. And then, you know, it had nothing to do with the rest of the movies. But yet, they still want to include it. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I don't know. I need to learn how to drift, though. That'd be fun.
It would be fun as hell to do it.
If only I could drive a fucking stick shift, though.
We're going to go into a track because I got to go piss. So,
ooh.
Wow, he's going to a track before he pisses.
There we go.
It's a miracle. With...
Let's forget OG.
To the S1, please. Roger.
Airport.
Roger, what? He's overstating. Roger. 73 miles downrange, 47.9 altitude.
Light poles on a line, I'm 3 sheets to the wind, but stay tighter than the strings on a violin. Yeah, I'm as dirty as they come, but still spick and span. I ride 28 inches on my creepy black van, and you can catch me posted up down by the trailer park. I'm selling bootleg movies from noon to dark, but at 9 o'clock, it's time to close up shop and buy some unsuspecting girlie who gon' blow my top. I like cruising by the Gap and the Old Navy. I be scoping out the milk and the old ladies, pulling right up to the curb with my widow's bitch black, right as and then I'll teach and do my thing and then I throw them back. If I'm in, they don't never see it coming. It's all gone to the plane to rock, I love it. My camel skin, zebra print season. I'm a motherfucking pimp, so can't be crapping my style. With some decomposing stank comb, wearing a smile. I gotta keep my reputation, I got clientele. I can't be pushing, finding Nemo with no funky ass smell. I keep my Chevrolet polished and my shag rug vacuumed and a sticker on the back glass. Said shit happens and I'm cool as a fan in my bird rental shades. But my future's pretty dim, that's why I can't get laid. So I'm gonna get it how I get it. Gotta get up in the bridges. I'm gonna get it how I get it. I'm gonna take it from these bitches.
My baby.
Knocking, you might see me through the neck, the face covered in a stocking, nothing on but a tune belt and BVDs, a chick tied to a shelf full of DVDs. I got that old school porn showing in the head, red try choking out this honey, but she ain't dead yet. I got her in the camel plus remote control stuck in her butt. She be switching scene selections every time she busts a nut. You might say I'm kinda sick and you might call me a freak, because I pull up to the intersections gripping my meat. But to all the freaky bitches, bitches, I be the man. I bet they never forget the time they had in my van.
My
man, they don't never see it coming. It's all gone to the plane of rock, I love it.
they never forget the time they had in my van. Bet they never forget the time they had in my van. Stone cold killer slanging rock hard loving. I bet they never forget the time they had in my van. In my van, here's how we do. In my van, here's how we do. In my van, here's how we do. I bet they never forget the time they had in my van.
How about the fact that Chris's favorite singer and wrestler of all time was arrested back in 2012 for battery?
And who the hell would that be?
Jillian Hall.
What the fuck is that?
Whoa, you don't know who Jillian Hall is?
Oh, you're talking about Jillian Hall, that crackhead bitch. I heard you say Tony Hall or something like that. I'm like,
where the fuck you get Tony
what?
Hall? Where the fuck you get Tony out of
I heard
Jillian?
Hall.
Jillian Hall. There has never, ever been anybody in the world of wrestling the name Tony Hall ever.
Well.
Well, there is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I created him on WWE 13 right after JR. I'm going to make him a total bitch that loses every match.
Yeah, apparently they tried bringing fucking Jillian Hall into fucking TNA.
And that worked very well.
Oh well.
So, Havoc, who do you think's the WWE person going to TNA next week? Or this week.
Oh, you mean Thursday night? As you,
yeah.
As you quote unquote said? Well, I don't care. And I don't care.
I think it might be like John Morrison, but who the hell cares if it's John Morrison? He sucks. The only good part about him when he wrestled was that he was teamed with Melina and she's hot as fuck.
Wait, what does John Morrison look?
I said that he sucks overall, but the only good thing about him when he was wrestling for WWE was that he was working with Melina, and that bitch is hot as fuck.
I don't know, man. John Morrison wasn't that bad of a wrestler.
I mean, he definitely had talent. It's just, I think that Melina was the best part of him wrestling. Yeah, his manager.
Yeah, I guess. But we definitely know it's not fucking Batista.
Because he already said that he would never work for TNA.
And plus, you know, he also said that he's a WWE guy to the core.
Yep, and he even said in an interview like a few days ago or something, somebody asked him about that. They said that could there be a return to wrestling? He said, well, with WWE, that's a possibility, but TNA, no.
What the fuck is what? But yeah, we'll find out who it is. Could be anybody. Could be MVP. Could be somebody, Could be Rey Mysterio. Could be Evan Bourne. What do you say we just play this song just for the hell of it and get it out of the way?
I'm not calling for that. Apparently, oh, Joe likes playing songs about masturbation. Wow.
I used to be a people person, but people ruined that for me.
Yeah, we kind of figured that one. So get it. How about the fact that there's gonna be a season 3 of fucking Redneck Island?
What?
Redneck Island is gonna be a season 3.
Wow. I didn't even know there was a season 2.
What?
All I knew was there was a season 1, and I didn't even know it survived. I thought it died.
You're welcome.
Damian Sandow, Chris Jericho match, so Chris Jericho can tell him to please shut the hell up.
Sorry, Chris, but you get to look out for seeing Punk versus Jericho Part 3.
Which, it doesn't even matter what the hell happens. The only thing I can see happening is maybe it's Jericho heel turn.
That would be boring as all hell.
I mean, it's obvious that because of, you know, where they view that, no matter what Punk does, he's going to get cheered the hell out of it because it's his hometown. So, I mean, like, if he turns face and Jericho turns heel, it's like, who the hell cares? Because that just seems too obvious with doing it.
But at least
they both wrestle well, and it will be a good match.
Just because of the fact, you know, Punk's going to get cheers doesn't mean he's going to actually turn face, right?
Well, I know that. I'm just thinking he's going to turn face so he can face off with Brock Lesnar, which is already planned. Because there's no way in hell they're turning Lesnar face.
It could.
Yeah, so turn face. For what? Is one match and then just have him disappear again for like 3 months?
I don't know. I mean, he came in as a face. Same way heel, back to face, heel.
I just think it's probably easier to turn Punk as a face there because, like, in that feud, those two go at it, it's just, like, easier for Punk to be the face because he's there week in and week out. And Lesnar's only there once every couple months. But we'll see whatever the hell they choose to do.
Yep. Think we need a track. And I think we're going to go with it.
gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is filled with the new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the ninja turtle face. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show while the turtles are saying.
There's a track when you, I want to put up on the soundboard I want to play, but I ain't got it on my computer.
What's the track? I can try and find it if I have it.
You probably don't have it.
I can look for it.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Hey, actually Gil G, remember it actually.
And what might that be?
Tom Hayne, Witch Killers.
What is it?
Tom Hayne, Witch Killers. There's a track by House of Crazy.
Man, you're about as bad as that as Chris, right?
Yeah, I have the House of Crazy stuff. My parents are CD. So what are you looking for?
Tom Hayne, Witch Killers.
I remember how the hell they spelled the crazy part. Oh, there it is. So let's see. Mask, whatever. An EDM track by them. The Drug Addict, Home Sweet Home.
Did you say you're a drug addict?
No, I'm just going through all the track lists. And if Drug Addict, Home Sweet Home, Horror Story, Trick or Treat, whatever. Trying to find the track. I have it on here somewhere. You need to find it. You know what album is off of?
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I have two tracks by Sam Hayne, Witch Killers. I have Nightmares and Spider Thing. So which one do you want? Two tracks by them.
Yeah, but there's a track by them called Samhain Witch Killers as well, Chris.
Ew, okay.
Tom Hayne, Witch Killers was also another group that was another side group for Bonafide and Madrox.
Do you mean the track Nosferatu? That one?
That might be it.
Yes, I mean, I have that track, and that's by the Sam Hayne, Witch Killers.
That might be the one I've been thinking about.
Yeah, so I can get that track up here. Just give me a second.
Man, I think that track is on the soundboard.
Yeah, but there's different versions of it, though, Ghetto.
Yeah, there's the original, there's a remix. There's a just posted version, which doesn't have the ROC on it.
Oh, fucking cares.
So I'll put up the original version, okay?
Oh, okay.
Things that get stuck, we get stuck taking somebody else's kid to the fucking mall to go see Santa Claus.
It's Christmas. What do you, if we don't take him, he don't see Santa.
He's not our fucking kid.
I can hear you guys talking right now.
It doesn't matter if he's our kid. It's Christmas, God bless it.
All right, get out of the fucking car.
No,
we're going to go in the mall. We're going to go
see
Santa Claus. It's going to be great.
Come on, put a little
Santa
pep in your step.
What are you scared for? Why are you scared?
That big red retard scares me.
What, is he going to hurt you? He's going to give you a fucking candy cane. It's going to be great.
He smells like liquor and poop.
Look at that sack of shit he's got.
Hey, can we go stick toys?
Hey, all right, here, wait. Look, there he is right there. Look at him.
Look at that line.
Hey, I want a pretzel.
Fucking line.
Hey.
It's Christmas.
All right. I thought you were going to say you were going to get a pretzel.
On. Hey, what's up, man? How long have you been in this here line?
I don't know, about Santa guy. Maybe 3-4 hours.
Really, that long?
Wow.
Hey.
You know, I'm
hey.
Well, I mean, we ain't got much choice. You know what I mean? I'm going to go out here and smoke while you sit and hold the line down.
All right.
I'm really hungry.
No, we can't get pretzels. Remember, I'm the fat one. When I'm hungry, you're hungry.
Hey,
we're here now to see Santa Claus, okay?
Man, I hate you guys.
No one else is fucking crying and being scared.
I don't want to see Santa Claus.
Can you believe they won't fucking let me smoke?
What happened?
I don't want to see him.
No
like
smoking
him
on the ground anywhere. It's Christmas. What up?
Christmas.
Oh, will you shut your little stuttering ass up?
Hey, he's a fucking kid. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Wait, oh, good. We've moved up two places in line.
This blows.
Oh, man. This
I want a pretzel.
Just keep remembering it's
pretzel.
Christmas. And it ain't our kid.
Enough about the fucking pretzel. We will go to Aunt Annie's after the fucking Santa Claus.
I want a pretzel.
Fine.
Don't tell
I
me how to talk
pretzel
to the kid. He's not my kid and he's not
pretzel
your fucking kid. Mind your business.
You guys suck.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too.
I just want
to
go home now.
Shut up. Come on, we're next.
All right, watch your mouth around the kid.
I
want right, to
go home. I got to go poop. I'm hungry.
It's your turn. Go. Go.
See you next year, Santa. Bye.
Happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
See, first you were all scared. Now you're all down by law with the claw.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what happens when you go sit on that lap and look in that sack. We told you it was going to be fresh.
Right. Now I'm hungry. I want to get a pretzel.
Come
it's
on.
It's about time.
Like
I'm
well,
still hungry.
Because he's a fat kid, too.
Whatever. What'd he say? So what'd he say?
Uh-uh.
Tell us what he said.
I don't want to tell you.
Come on.
What do you mean you don't want to tell him?
Hell no.
You've been standing here for 6 fucking hours. You better tell us what he said.
We want to know what he said. Tell us.
He said you guys were fags.
He said what?
What?
You heard me.
Oh, fuck no.
Man, this is some bullshit. It's time to handle business.
Hey, what did you tell this kid?
Hey, Santa, you ready to die?
Man, let's get him.
Run, Santa, run!
And I figured out it was that.
Apparently, I got Crystal, and I got that track up.
Okay. Go and play that track.
Okay. Because you wanted the Crystal, here's your track. Nice. So I even have that track.
Yeah, because there's a lot of this on your side there.
What?
I said it was loud on your side over there.
There's nothing even going on over here.
I don't know. All I know is I heard something loud from over on your end.
Man, that's your fucking fan.
And my fan's not even on.
Then you're in a fucking tunnel or some shit.
Man, I wish I was.
Because it literally sounds like it's on still.
I've got my AC running.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Yay.
Yay. I want the fucking downloader. I just want the goddamn fucking CD. You know, I'm kind of surprised, you know, I don't already have this fucking CD on my computer already.
What CD?
Mikey Clark, Murder Mix Volume 2.
Yeah, I have that somewhere on my PC.
Man, I have both of those CDs.
Wait, Chris, why do you have it?
Well, I mean, he had put out those mixtapes, and it had some dope people on it.
It's not mixtapes, man.
Yeah, it's not a mixtape.
That's just a bunch of shit mixed together.
Well, let's say like this. Mikey Clark, Project Dead Man... I like Prozac, I like Project Dead Man, so I got the Mikey Clark stuff.
Well, it's not really Mikey Clark, it's just him mixing songs together. But,
yeah,
okay,
still.
Whatever you want to say.
I'm also trying to figure out where he thinks it was a mixtape.
I don't know.
Chris, why did you think it was a mixtape for?
Because I thought those three CDs were mixtapes.
Three CDs?
Three. There's only two.
Murder Mix Volume 1, Murder Mix Volume 2, mixtape, mix.
Yeah, mix as in remixes, not mixtapes.
Well, that's how I thought.
So we kind of figured that one already.
But you do got the mixtape coming out Tuesday by DJ Clay.
Exactly. Now that is a mixtape, Chris.
Yep.
We'll find out exactly how good it is. I didn't bother to pre-order it.
There's no reason to pre-order it.
Exactly.
It's not like they're giving, like, something free with it or anything.
That's true. That's very true.
It's not like people pre-order shit when it's just the CD.
Yeah. I do sometimes. It's like Alice in Chains and stuff like that.
That's because those people will never give you anything free.
Upside down the mixtape.
Did you find it?
Yeah, that's your gear. So far.
I meant online, man.
Yeah, be
honest. not yet. Once my shit on freezes, and you know. I'll put it in the track. And then go look online. With my big brown eyes, something that's, I don't know, white.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you looking in the mirror? Are you looking in the mirror again?
Wow,
man. If I had a mirror in my room, I'd say yes. But
if he had
no.
A mirror in his room, he'd be staring at his eyes the whole damn time, for every show.
I meant for the fact that he pointed out that he sees something white.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, okay, that could be anything in my room. Air conditioner. Walls, kind of.
Just stains.
No. None of those. Tissues all over my, you know, floor.
See what I mean, tissues?
Yeah, floor.
Wow.
T-shirts.
You only wear white t-shirts.
Unfortunately, I have to wear white shirts for work.
What, just like a white t-shirt? Just...
white and black. That's the dress code.
A white shirt and black pants?
Yep.
That's
at least not the other way around.
Do you have to wear a vest, too?
Do you have to be a member of the SHIELD, too, to work there?
Why the fuck do you have to be a part of the SHIELD to work there?
Well, get out of the vest. Vest, SHIELD, boom.
I'm just saying, like, back at the movie theater, that's what I had to wear. Black pants, a white shirt, and then a vest.
the only people that wear... the vest or the people that doing cashiers and shit. Me, I just get a fucking blue apron.
Oh.
Let's pray there's no fucking password to get up.
What?
Let's pray there's no fucking password.
Whose new password?
No, let's pray there's no password.
For what?
DJ Clay! A World Upside Down, the mixtape.
Why would there be a password?
I just found it. And a lot of these dumbasses decided to put passwords on their shit.
Man, that's only like... I've only seen that twice.
I found a few that require passwords.
I only know that Straight Outta DK does it, and then some other thing I found did that, except the password was right on the page.
Hello? the fuck?
What the hell is that?
That doesn't sound like DJ Clay.
That's not. It's one of the fucking music players that comes along with this damn site. That plays the only fucking... That they only play one fucking artist. The dude that fucking runs the...
Thought the fucking... That was on the CD.
That would have been weird as hell.
That was the case, I wouldn't even buy the CD or watch as they download it.
Yeah, who are you kidding? You don't buy CDs.
Yeah, you don't even know how to buy a CD.
No, I buy CDs sometimes. If it's actually worth buying. If it ain't worth buying, then I ain't wasting my money on it.
Oh, yeah? And, what's the last CD you bought besides, the last Twisted CD?
Oh, Calhoun.
That's right, you did buy that.
Shockingly enough, he did.
Okay, a CD that didn't offer something, you know, special with it.
Basically, a CD is not Stranger Psychopathic.
Rob Zombie?
Did you pre-order that?
Yes, I did.
So what's up with these damn people now putting out these box sets?
I don't know.
It's like... It's like people bought all their CDs and then now all of a sudden they're going to put out a box and say, hey, buy this with all the CDs you already have.
Pretty much.
Because Disturbed did that. Rob Zombie did that.
And download it.
Jeez, took it long enough.
Get it. What do you want to hear first? KMK.
Well, I want to hear that Whitney Page track.
Sounds good. The Cold 187 definitely ain't getting uploaded. It sounds whatever.
No, the Whitney Payton one. Fuck Cold 187.
All right, let me upload that right now.
That dude shouldn't even be on this CD.
Man, that dude shouldn't even be fucking making music, period.
But seeing how, like, they don't have very many artists left.
Exactly.
Well, there we go. Psychopathic can sign Whitney Payton.
They need to.
They need to do something.
They really do.
Because, like, Strange Music, man, they got a bunch of artists that are dope.
Hell yeah.
As where
I mean, they may have a few that aren't, but then again, Strange, they keep adding artists on. They're not, like, running out of artists.
But I'm just saying, like, the majority of fucking Strange is dope.
Exactly.
And that Psychopathic that used to be dope until everybody fucking left.
Yeah. Starting with Boondocks. Well, started with Blaze, technically, then ABK, but they both came back at some point. Then
so
fucking
right
Boondocks.
So right now, man, you ain't got nothing to look for with Psychopathic.
You know.
Except for this DJ Clay mixtape, and let's pray that it's good. Because that fucking, what was that last one? The Purple Gang or whatever the fuck that shit is.
Yeah, they're up on there too, by the way.
Oh, great. Sugar Slam rapping again. Just what we don't need.
Yeah,
whose idea was that to make her a rapper?
Probably Von J's.
Oh, man. He needs smack for that one.
Pretty much.
Worst decision he's ever made.
Yeah, hell yeah. So you got, of course, DJ Clay up on this shit like 5 times, if not more.
Wait, is he actually on tracks?
Mostly skits.
Ah, fuck that.
Let's see, you got ICP twice, oh, three times.
Now, which what new track is on there? Because I know they got that one off the Mighty Death Pop on there again.
They got Goblin and When I'm Clowning.
Yeah, Goblin, that's the new one.
ABK's up on there.
Misery.
That should be interesting.
Lazy Dead Homie. Seven Choices up on here.
What's on there?
427 twice. First time he's with fucking Lake Diamond and fucking the Purple Gang.
Nah, he was on that CD with them.
Yeah. Yeah, and they brought I'm So Fresh C-Mix up on this.
So it's that same song again.
It's remixed, yes.
Motherfucker.
Python J, Officer Hatchet.
Yeah, what the hell is that going to be about?
Cottonmouth King. Drive-By.
Yeah, there we go. Drive-By.
So, then, like I said, then the rest is all fucking...
It's funny, you know, it's DJ Clay's mixtape, so you think you'd actually put a track up on there instead of just skits.
Well, he put songs on his other mixtapes.
Exactly. That's what he has up with none, just fucking skits.
So what, are there just a bunch of skits at the end?
No, there's skits in it too. There's like... one, two, three skits, and then you got the fucking intro and then the outro.
Man, that shit's probably nothing. It's probably some noises.
Probably. Well, this is gonna take a while to upload, so I'm gonna play this track, take a piss, and maybe it'll be uploaded by the time I get back.
You ain't seeing none of us.
And we're back. Fucking it's taking forever to fucking just reload. But I'm wondering if I should even upload that fucking Misery track. You know, I'll do that while we hear this. This is Whitney Payton, Ferris Wheel. Back. Shit. Yeah, that was actually pretty dope.
It was, interesting.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. She didn't come as hard as she usually does.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know. It's still a good track, too.
So, are we ready to hear fucking Misery?
I guess so.
Let's do it up.
Here we go, Misery. Don't push me.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge like the streets, joy, that's the key to pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer.
I'm speaking out. You plug it up cause my insanity is leaking out. I don't do crystal water, sin do have you tricking out. Leave you stuck, not giving a fuck, not what a dream about. I got these voices in my head talking in riddles, what? I got a demon on my shoulder with his middles up. I got a heart that used to love, now it don't give a fuck. I had a soul with a halo, now it's burning up. I had a brain that used to think and I was blunted up. I had a wife, you called me cheating, now I doubled up. I'm abnormal and I need advice. I need a mic to feed it and feed it, these nightmares I receive at night. Somebody save me from these crazy thoughts. When you're fighting all these things inside your head is unlike any war. DJ Clay laid a track out and that's how I express my thoughts, pen and paper, and I black out.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the streets, joy, and execute the pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the streets, joy, and execute the pussy.
I'm a cool motherfucker, but don't make me mad. Ill type, walk white, breaking bad. A short temper gets so high, I can't remember. I got more than three holes, and it's not December. Looking to my eyes, sick and getting better. Smoking boom, bye-bye, eyes getting redder. I'm a product of my block, Bronx, born and raised. Broken home, broken dreams in an open grave. So many haters all around, hard to shrug it off. I got my mind on my pistol, about to bust it off. God, I'm trying, but I'm frying, and as hell as out of muffin flakes. Still cooking, my brain is the melting pot. Life is hard, and they say take it easy. Born in the gutter with motherfuckers, they do you greasy. DJ Clay laid a track out in that town. I express my thoughts, pen and paper, and I black out.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the streets, joy, and execute the pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the streets, joy, and execute the pussy.
Back. So what do we all think of Misery?
Did he really just put Tupac in there?
Yes.
I think that Tupac track was great.
I know, right? What the fuck was that? I don't know, man. I really didn't like that.
So Tupac, why are you in the dead again?
Should have just left that song alone.
Yep.
Agreed.
Now, see, I thought he was going to do, like, you know, a different track. I didn't expect him to put a whole Tupac in the fucking chorus.
Yeah, you'd think he'd do something different, but...
Wow. Man, these tracks keep pushing me away from buying the CD.
Yeah.
So what else you got?
Yeah, let's go through the other one.
I could upload the KMK one.
I don't know about that. Fuck it, go ahead.
Or I could upload Von J's Officer Hatchet.
Yeah, upload that too.
And hopefully this one's good.
We can only hope.
One of these tracks is going to be good.
Yeah, one. This one sucks. It's like, if we're lucky, there's one good one.
Because the Whitney Payton track was all right. But that Misery track, no. No, thank you.
We all agree there.
So Hev, if you want to send me this CD, I really don't see myself buying it. So.
Yeah, same here.
Or like the link to it, or whatever.
Yeah,
the link's probably better. There's the fact that he only sends us like one track and then he totally forgets about it.
that's why I said the link.
Exactly. So shoot both of us the link.
Because I'm still waiting on that Hatebreed CD.
Did I send you that?
He sent me like maybe 3-4 tracks, maybe.
Yeah, I gotta make sure I have it on my on the computer.
Isn't that where you were sending them from?
I was sending them from my old laptop before I got this one.
Oh, AJ.
And as for that video Chris sent me, man, I never got to see that because it was taken down before I actually watched it.
I don't even remember what video that was.
That fight from Raw.
Oh, yeah. So that chick is getting taken down because people don't want people to see that there was actually a real fight at Raw.
I don't understand why they want to take that down. It had nothing to do with the show.
I don't know.
It's not like one of the wrestlers was fighting.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it's those videos, then you can kind of understand. But again, I mean, with it being Raw, it's not like anybody's going to care because that's a free TV show.
Damn you, WWE.
And your damn censorship.
Yeah, fucking censoring everything, like the fucking government.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. Fuck you, government.
First you give us TV PG shit, and now you fucking taking all the interesting things off of the internet.
Yep.
Next thing you know, they're going to try to censor porn.
Probably will.
You know what? The Asians already do that as it is anyway, so fuck it.
did he just say that?
Tell me he didn't just say that.
although I know exactly what he's talking about, though.
Yeah, we get what he's talking about, but don't tell me he didn't just say that.
I don't understand why they do that. I mean, if you don't want to be in a porn, man, don't be in a porn.
Yeah, it's called common sense.
They'll fucking blur you out, man. What the fuck?
Well, it's funny, because, you know, they don't blur out their faces, they just fucking blur out the fucking pussy and shit.
Yeah.
So what the fuck's the point of that?
Exactly.
There y'all go. The link has been sent. Now I'm off of Facebook again.
You know what?
I sent you the link.
And then you're gonna what?
Then I'm getting off of Facebook once more.
I don't know. Somebody might want to talk to you.
Well, too bad for them. Although I do feel like putting a status up saying, anyone who likes Twilight, get the fuck off my page.
Oh, you're gonna stir up the bunch.
Yep.
They're like, I love Twilight.
And I'll be like, you're
wow,
fat.
That was horribly gay.
It was meant to be.
Good job.
And get all those girls on your page riled up. But speaking of that movie, man, I saw that they were selling a DVD in a bookstore for like $30.
Are you serious?
What?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, man? $30 for a DVD? You can buy the same damn thing at Best Buy or something for like $15.
Exactly.
And the worst part is it's a horrible movie and they want $30 for it.
Yeah, like, what the hell's wrong with you? Although on a different note, I saw that that Queen Esther, man, she made the cover of some, like, tattoo magazine or something like it.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, though.
Because I didn't know bookstores sold, like, those type of magazines along with, like, Playboys.
Well, some do.
I was like, why is there a fucking penthouse in there?
The fuck kind of noise was that, Chris?
Trying to clear my throat.
Wait, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thought the fucking dead was rising up again.
Did you say the devil's rising up again?
Yes.
The devil rose before?
Well, apparently I'm sick. Back from the dead.
Yeah. Fucking 666. A few thousand years.
No. 666 was the day that you beat up an emo kid. But seriously though, that day we were driving around and there was absolutely no emo kids in sight.
Damn.
Like, it was dead that day.
God damn it. Now I'm hating fucking Media Fire. I can't remember what the hell, where the hell press download to get it.
You hit download.
No, there are like five different things that they download.
Like, what we wanted. Wow. I may never send Chris a link again for Media Fire.
Well,
but
no,
there's a lot of advertisements too. That's why I'm trying to figure it out. But this should work. This is the right button. Your download starting. Unable to establish a connection to server.
Well, yeah, man, I get that shit too. I always try to download something that it gives me this fucking thing that they want me to download that will destroy my computer.
Yep.
Exactly.
Like every time I click on a download button, it's always that shit. I mean, it's already bad enough that every time I go on YouTube, I got those fucking advertisements on the side that I can't get rid of.
Yeah.
Because they just keep playing and playing.
They're fucking annoying. They're like pissing people off.
I'm not talking to ones on the actual video. I'm talking on, like, the side of the page. Like, the videos that shouldn't be there.
Oh, yeah, no. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, you pause them, and then they just turn back on. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Man, every time it goes quiet over there, man, it sounds like somebody's running the vacuum.
Alright, so let's give this truck a chance here. If it sucks, then we know it sucks. I found it again.
Jeez.
Must be that horrible that, you know, doesn't want me finding it.
Set it up with that great line, and we didn't even go into a song.
There we go, Officer Hatchet.
A domestic squabble, a 216. Her whole damn mouth was busted. I quickly subdued the suspect. My sentence for leaving her battered. Beat his legs in until his bones were shattered. I'm off, left him bleeding there. From now on, he'll be needing a chair.
Get the fuck on the fucking ground. Get on the unconscious. Tried to bring him around, but he remained responseless. It's my house. Then he said, fuck you. Words, them were his last two. I threw my baton and proceeded to beat him. He chose his last words and I made him eat them. I used much excessive force, and I believe that I have no choice. I got winded, the scene was morbid. Got the gasoline out and poured it. Took the kid outside and burned it all to hell. And now all is well, justice will serve public protection. Something's wrong, I make the correction.
I play you.
And if you're a pedophile, I'll find you. The police are needed, a 10-15. So I arrive on the scene. Home invasion, the man is still in there. Family held hostage, prisoner. Kicked in the front door and saw the man with the gat. And put sticks in his back. Then walked up and made his head go splat. Broke every bone, stomped it flat. And as soon as I leave, they show the other police, you know, the slow.
I play you.
Family, you hear that? Pedophiles. He'll find you.
Get on the fucking ground and get naked.
Nice.
That's always the best. That was actually a good track.
It was funny.
And apparently, Brown J is hunting down fucking Chris Pemmon.
It's about time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just about time someone decides.
Somebody has to.
Yeah. I mean, the FBI ain't doing shit.
Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah, not even fucking Chris Hansen.
He doesn't even have a TV show anymore.
That's just how much work he did.
That reminds me of that South Park episode. Fucking, they were getting set up or whatever, and as soon as they saw Chris Hansen, they, like, killed himself or some shit.
I think I remember that, too.
Man, that's an old episode.
Oh, I think I haven't even seen that one.
Like, that was a good one.
I got one more track uploaded off that album, so if you want to hear it, I can definitely play it.
May as well.
Considering the length to download it, Sam.
Top Mouth King in the cloud.
King, Queen, Juggalos, we juggle that.
Yeah. Oh, come on, King.
Right, right.
You're in the cloud.
drop it in the bowl and burn it till it pop down. Snap, crackle, hear the crib nugget sizzling. Chief, I've been drizzling. My chief never fizzling out. And if you wanna fuck with me, please bring only the best. I got a pot degree, and I got to be smelling only the super bomb. We the number one smokers from here to Vietnam.
Yo, loaded up, time to grab the gun out the holster. Pop around, blast it off the Cali chronic roaster. Crush the lunch, smoke steak, I'm toast like a toaster. Do a rip, take a trip, ride my roller coaster. How I'm living, put the dang up in my system. Smoking on the sink, don't know what you are missing. Wake and bake, watch my face and I'm pissing. Blaze every day, money, weed, I'm on a mission.
Bang, growing, chronic, blowing, popping a cow. Don't forget about the mad hatter of the weed and the wax. We got the bad traffic. Southern California, home of the 91. Bumper to bumper from 420 till they 41. That's double fold dust plus an extra minute burn. You find me deep in the rotation waiting for my turn. So when it's your turn, hit and try to pass it fast. And you know, we always smoking out of Rick the Glass.
Flames growing, chronic, blowing, popping a cow.
Suicide door, couple platinum plaques on the grow room door. World upside down, getting ready for war. 17 deep, family still out on tour. Bulletproof Jeep, don't sleep on the kink click. One false move and we gonna leave your seat wet. Daddy X, decorated war vet. Five purple hearts in the cannabis headrest. DJ Clay, let the beat play. Psychopathic super soldier, sub noise all day. Underground shit about to go viral. Fits on point like a paid many spiral. It's undeniable, always getting sick with it. When you on the west coast, come punch a meal ticket. Daddy X, the west side, Don Mega, laid out with the dime bag. Peace out, see you later.
Flames growing, chronic, glowing, popping a cow.
And we're back.
Yep.
So, what did y'all think of that one?
Wasn't that bad.
That is the best track we've heard so far.
Yeah, we still got the drive-by track I got to upload, along with the Blaze track and ABK track.
Well, we can hope they're good.
Cold Wink 7 is not getting uploaded. Fuck that. I mean, I'll upload that album.
Why not, man? It's going to be the best song on there.
Well, of course. That's why you can't upload it. I mean, we'll also die from shock of how great it is not.
Even though it's just a remix.
Of a remix.
Or wait, hold on. Does he have two songs on there?
Yep, they're both remixes.
What the fuck?
Wow.
That's like I said, the I'm So Fresh remix, and then the LA original remix.
Oh god. Whose beat's that?
I guess we'll have to find out now, won't we?
Because that got to be, you know, some famous rapper's beat.
Find out.
Trying to sound too much like fucking Tupac in this track, motherfucker. You failed.
That doesn't even sound like Cold 187.
I know, but it's him. They're trying to make him sound like fucking Tupac.
I don't know, man. That chorus was sounding kind of decent.
Wow. Yeah, it was just like Cold 187.
Okay. Yeah, that's not touching the fucking soundboard.
What the hell did he say?
Okay, the swag's on.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
Man, the fact that you got a fucking psychopathic order using that shit is fucking retarded.
I mean, that sounds like something that Mayday would do. It's strange.
I don't even think Mayday would use the word swag. What the fuck are you talking about?
I think they might.
I think they would.
Well, 187, you had your shot. You sucked. You fucked it up. Goodbye, bitch.
Oh, AJ.
Yeah, using old AJ for a fucking Corey, someone's like, you know, fucking, I don't know.
Well, that's the, weren't even in that match. It was the
no,
same move,
the
you, same shit.
But the fact that you're using it for Corey 7? No.
The fact that I'm using it for something that sounds like the same shit that never changes? Yeah.
Yeah,
for Corey 7. Cold 187 just really needs to fucking go away and, I don't know, die.
He's a jugaloo.
I don't give a fuck if he's a juggalo or fucking...
Or wait, how does he say it? Juggaloo.
What the fuck? Fucking icy. Juggaloo. Gotta go to the juggaloos. He was there, and he still can't pronounce it.
Ice-T mispronounced it?
Yeah, that was Ice-T saying Juggaloo.
No, somebody made a picture of Cold 187 saying that.
Yeah, Ice-T was the first one to say it.
Cold 187 isn't the only dumbass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then again, I mean, come on, you know, like, I mean, at least give, you know, Ice-T credit, man, you know, at least Ice-T, you know, even said, you know, he's got respect for it. I mean, yeah, you know, he gets called, you know, the juggaloos, but you know what? Hey, you know what? It's Ice-T. He's a dope motherfucker. He wasn't... I'm like fucking Cold 187. Ice-T is actually original.
At least he didn't get it tattooed on him like Coolio and spell it wrong.
Oh, man. Coolio's fucking retarded and a crackhead.
Although, like, after so many years, I finally saw Coolio live, though, so that was interesting.
Yeah, even though you saw him with the fucking tattoo that was misspelled.
Well, that has nothing to do with him performing.
No, but, you know, I wonder if anybody's, that, you know, pointing out to him yet that, you know, he had it spelled wrong.
I'm sure they have.
Because I want to know if there's a reason. You know, I just want to know if he's just, like, completely fucked up when he got that tattoo.
Probably.
Yeah, good point. This is fucking Coolio we're talking about. He's always been he's always cracked out nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for someone to take a shot at fucking Corey 7 as he sucks.
Man, it's not even worth it.
Maybe not, but just pull fucking hatchet at him and tell him to keep the fuck out.
I think it's like taking a shot at Colt 187 because he sucks so bad, he'll destroy their career.
Man, it's like taking a shot at a special kid.
It might be funny as fuck, but still, I don't feel bad about it.
It's just wrong.
Sometimes these special kids have more talent than fucking 487.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, like a hate crime, you know, you just can't beat up on a retarded person.
That's true. Okay, fine, we won't beat on fucking the retarded Cole 187.
Good.
Wait. Is it a hate crime if a retard beats on a retard, another retard?
No. Well, it's not really a hate
justice there.
It's not really a hate crime like yet. Unless like
so,
one was white, one was black.
So if you got a special needs person, you know, to beat the shit out of Coleway 7, would that be perfectly fun?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay then. First, go beat the shit out of Corey 7.
He didn't answer. He said, alright.
I didn't try to clear my fucking throat, though.
He's clearing his throat. He's getting ready.
Yeah.
Just don't take that the wrong way.
Remember, Chris, whiskey don't help.
Oh, just smash a ball of whiskey over his fucking head. I think then he'll see justice.
What?
You're not going in as a shield, Chris.
What the fuck?
Here's one thing I can probably say. Like, if we had the opportunity to interview Colt 187, the fucking psychopathic interviews, I think you guys would probably turn that one down, right?
First off, why in the fucking hell would we even want to interview that motherfucker?
Well, no, like, there was a possibility to turn that one up. You guys probably turn that one
down. I mean, you know, the only question I want to ask him is, does he have any original tracks with, you know, his own beats? Not ones that are, you know, stolen.
No.
He'd probably say no.
I think we'd all say no.
Hey, come on, he's a fucking ICP beat.
You know what I mean? That was used for a fucking assassin. Then he used a fucking, what, Dark Lotus beat, and probably a Tupac beat, and a fucking Michael Jackson beat, and a fucking Elvis beat.
He used the
He has no idea how to use his own beats.
He used the fucking Drake beat at the concert.
Wow.
That's just fucking desperation right there.
That's just gay.
And now on this mixtape, man, got fucking... Wait, no, that's Misery. Never mind. I was just about to make fun of him for using Tupac, but that wasn't him.
Nice.
Damn you, Misery.
Yeah, Misery. You're gone for how long, and then you come back using fucking Tupac.
Yeah, and we think it's Cold Wayne 7 because he doesn't know how to use any fucking of his own beats.
Maybe when he puts out a CD, he'll actually have some original shit.
I really think we want to see him put out a CD, though.
And then people can realize how bad he is.
Yep.
Okay, now I want to see him put out a CD.
Get away. Anyways. What's a motherfucking drive by? Ride slow.
Everybody knows that we ride. Everybody knows that we ride. Everybody knows it's a drive by. Everybody knows it's a drive by.
I drive by real slow, cause I got shit to see. Homies easy on the pedal, through the hood we creep. Can't you hear that bass? DP boys are back, rattling through the streets, bringing bang to the block. Let's go. Can't nobody stop this shit. Underground thug with a bone to pick. Me and Blaze will leave your ass sprayed and have you laid out looking like a bitch. Pulling up with the lights on slow, window down, sounds real low. Got the heat hot and I'm about to drop a couple fucking slugs off in this hole.
Everybody knows that we ride. Everybody knows that we ride. Everybody knows it's a drive-by. Everybody knows it's a drive-by.
We robbing for a living. We take what is not given. So if you in our way, you better pray your word forgiven. This time we silly with it. Devil crazy, come and get it. Don't underestimate two Detroit motherfucking killers.
Ride slow like Jazzy Jeff. Fresh Prince in summertime. This summer's mine. Nah, gon' hold it down for the OGs. Get the pony tight and the pistol close. Anybody wanna step there, kill that yo, kill that noise.
Come down when the bass drum kicks.
Fly by in the clip that you really wanna fuck with.
Everybody knows that we ride. Everybody knows that we ride. Everybody knows it's a drive-by. Everybody knows it's a drive-by.
Every day I ride slow and everybody know. When they see banana clips and choppers out the window, duck low, drive by it back on the block. And we never gave a fuck. All you bitches getting shot on the spot. Killer, pass the game. I'ma take Tennessee. Cock that hammer, squeeze that trigger and let it spray. I know these whack suckers. Fuck you and your colors. Ride slow like a tank. Fire missiles, you shooting black, bitch.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows it's a drive-by. Everybody knows it's a drive-by.
Well, no wonder why it's a mixtape. They're going to be slacking that much.
Man, I really don't think they took a lot of time to make this.
I don't think
they
did.
They didn't basically use the tracks that they just didn't go with the other releases for this.
But right now, I'm going to have to say the Violent J track was the best one we heard.
Definitely.
Totally agree on that.
And then Whitney Payton.
And then Karma King.
I guess so. I'm not even quite sure what the fuck that song was about. But.
Well, I got three more to upload because the other ones we don't really need to hear.
Yeah, may as well hear that Goblin track. See if ICP did anything good with that.
That's what's getting uploaded right now. But I doubt they did anything good with that one.
Man, this CD might turn out to be worse than Let 'Em Bleed Volume 4.
Is that even possible?
The way it's sounding right now. Because Volume 4, man, was the worst CD that he's put out. Well, mixtape, I mean. But.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, everything else he put out was dope, but that CD just sucked.
I forgot how to fucking do fucking mixtapes.
Fucking DJ Clay just needs to fucking put out a damn CD himself.
Yeah.
What the hell is this picture somebody posted? Apparently it's from Lil Wayne. And it says, "Laugh aloud, my music sucks so bad. How can you faggots like this shit?"
That's a good question. Why do you have these morons out there?
Now if only that was true. That was him posting that.
That'd be fucking perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta find somebody to turn out that goddamn fucking player. But, here we go. ICP. Goblin.
Tarantula style with a fake smile. Very bad intentions all the while. I'll have sick fun, playing with my victim, lurking through the darkness until I pick one. A damn soul lost in the nether void, committing atrocities, feeds me joy. Oh boy, catch me in the creepiest corner, staring you down, gazing upon you, waiting to harm you. That's what I'm here for. Always looking for trouble. Hear me creaking the floor outside your closet door. Lies a demon. I inflict torturous pain while you're screaming. And then that's it. There'll be no more breathing. Much more than the evil heathen. I'm a goblin.
I'm a goblin. I'm a goblin. What the fuck is a goon to a goblin?
Nothing, nothing. You ain't giving nothing.
Nothing, nothing.
It ain't nothing.
I'm a goblin. I'm a goblin. What the fuck is a goon to a goblin?
Nothing, nothing. You ain't giving nothing.
Nothing, nothing.
It ain't nothing.
I'm not a werewolf. I'm not a Frankenstein. I'm not a zombie. I'm a goblin.
I'm not a vampire. Not an alien. I'm not the fucking mummy. I'm a goblin.
I'm not a phantom. I'm not a ghost. I'm more than an evil spirit. I'm a goblin.
I'm not a gargoyle. Not a warlock. I'm not a madman. I'm a fucking goblin.
I'm not an ogre. I'm not a ghoul. I'm not a gremlin. I'm a fucking goblin.
I'm not a mutant. I'm not a troll. I'm not an orc. I'm a goblin.
I'm not a grim reaper. I'm not a cyclops. I'm not an evil wizard. I'm a goblin.
I'm not a devil. I'm not a hunchback. I'm not a bigfoot. I'm a goblin.
That was absolutely horrible.
Absolutely fucking not. Little Wayne bullshit on a fucking ICP shit? Are you fucking kidding me?
This is probably the worst thing they've ever come out with.
I'm not a fork, I'm a goblin? Is that what he just said?
Yes.
Wow.
No, that was fucking terrible.
Agreed.
That was a complete fail, ICP. Wow.
Oh.
Wow. That's just what we need.
Fucking ICP, the little, fucking Little Wayne. We don't need it.
I can't believe...
I think you can pretty much agree to delete this whole CD and think you never heard any of it.
I can't even believe I just heard that.
I can't either.
Oh my god. Wow. The day has come. ICP fucked up.
Big time. For the second time in a row. Makes me scared to hear the Blazing Dead Homie track.
Oh man, what's the name of that?
Considering all the other tracks have been so great,
what's
let's
it
see
called?
If it's another.
Shut up, Chris. It's called Wrong and Tough.
Oh, God. That better not be a cover song, too.
It probably will be.
Well, I'm going to bring it now, so we'll find out.
Man, what the fuck? Man, this CD's making the comb look like a good CD.
That
I'd rather hear songs about fucking circle crops than this bullshit.
Oh man.
Yeah. Fuck this CD.
Hell yeah. I mean, the only good fucking track on it is like, I mean, not really all that good. But fucking Officer Hatchet, AMK, and fucking Whitney Payton.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna settle for the free version of this one. Until, I don't know. No, not even then. No. I don't even want to buy that CD ever. Go to hell for this CD.
What happens with fucking Blazes at Omi whenever he wants to upload?
Blaze, you better have made a good song. I'm not a fork, I'm a goblin. Man, that makes me look like a good rapper. Come on, what was that? I'm not a mummy,
man.
I'm a goblin. I'm not a cyclops, I'm a goblin. And I wonder people make fun of you, man. What is that shit?
I'm not a knife, I'm a goblin.
It takes it back to that Miracle song, man. Just naming shit.
Man, that makes fucking Gil G's version sound good.
Makes my what?
Your version.
My version of what?
I think you know.
Oh yeah, that song was terrible. There was black people that commented on Dat Piff about that. Told me it sucked too.
Yeah, but they want to hear this one.
But ICP singing a Lil Wayne song, man. What the fuck are you doing? Fuck the mainstream, and then here you are singing a Lil Wayne song.
Well, I think that they're running out of ideas on how to stay underground, so they're going to the mainstream. Bullshit.
No, 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 no. Fucking Tech N9ne already did that.
No, man, fucking, yo, no wonder fucking Twisted left.
Man, I don't know. When they interviewed Twisted, they were talking about who they listened to, man. They listened to some pretty shitty artists out right now.
Yeah. Drake being one of them.
Yeah.
Now, I even remember when Twisted said when they
fingers.
Left, that they'll see Psychopathic being around by the end of this year.
Not with shit like it.
Pretty much.
But go ahead, man. Let's hear this next track.
Wrong and Tough by the way.
Talk.
like 5 months and this shit so real. Collecting big things from diamonds to earrings. Everything so easy without no interfering. Till the luck went out without a doubt. It was me and Nate again and we cleaning out a house. It wasn't empty and we soon found out. With the buckshot blast that took off Nate's mouth. It spread wide and I barely had a chance to get clear. Pull my pistol in advance. Let off 6 shots and 4 hit they target. No matter the amount, still 3 dead regardless. 48 hours awake and I'm exhausted. Police wanna see me locked up or in a coffin. Put the chase up long enough. I live the lifestyle wrong and tough. Gun to my head, call my bluff.
Track was that off of? Was that a Dark Lotus song?
I think so.
Because that's all the chorus was a line from, I think it was a Dark Lotus song, to the was a Dead Man Walking song beat.
Yeah. Goon to a goblin, you dumb motherfucker. Apparently fucking Devo doesn't believe it that ICP covered fucking Little Wayne.
I know, man, I put that up too, man. Somebody's like, what? I was like, ICP doing Little Wayne shit on his goblin track on a new mixtape. What the fuck, no. No.
Shit, man, we just bumped tracks off of DJ Clay's that World Upside Down mixtape on JR, and we are disappointed. I see covering a fucking Lil Wayne track. What the fuck? Seriously, they've lost their damn mind. Fucking Diva goes bullshit. What song did they cover?
Probably covered the worst song possible, man.
I mean, fucking Evil, what does it matter what track they fucking bumped or that they covered? They still covered a fucking Lil Wayne track. And fucking Nesty, you know, they're gonna start fucking thinking, you know, that they're fucking armadillos as well. Someone named Karam said they're finding new ways to be of being stale every day.
Yeah, it's definitely stale.
Hell yeah. Oh man.
I feel sorry for all the poor motherfuckers who bought the CD.
Apparently, fucking Evil doesn't believe me.
Wow.
How would you send the track?
Yeah, send him the fucking song.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, motherfucker.
It does make the calm sound good, man.
And hell, even just on Facebook, link me to the song, I Don't Believe You.
Shit, man, it makes Forgotten Freshness Volume 4 sound good.
This motherfucker don't use my real name, what the hell? Oh, I snuck him for that shit. And I want to say again, Ice P's lost their damn mind.
Got that right.
Come on. I mean, it was bad when fucking Tech N9ne did a track with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, like. But that's one thing, though, man. Tech N9ne, he'll work with pretty much anybody. But this is supposed to be some, you know, underground wicked shit, man. You're doing a Lil Wayne track, dude. If you want to remain, you know, relevant to your listeners, you don't do shit like that.
Hell no. Funny how D will ask you if it's out yet.
No.
I got my hands on it early.
D Evil's a fucking moron. We'll just leave it at that.
You gotta love how fucking Acetone and his little bitch, fucking, you know, use one fucking page. And yet they both use the same page to fucking talk shit on people, but yet still can't spell.
Yeah, that's all Acetone.
That's all Acetone does, man, is talk shit.
It's Acetone, yeah, he just put her name after his.
Yeah, except that was a post that his girl fucking put.
I thought he posted his girl, whatever. Did she deactivate her Facebook?
He's not quoting her, Chris. They probably use the same page. Izzo, Acetone, Little Red, Bobby is pretty much the same page that they probably use together. And I don't even want to hear the fucking ABK track.
Man, we may as well, man. We've come this far.
Yeah.
After that, you don't have to hear any more of this ever again.
I'm gonna put it in my fucking psychopathic folder, but I'm gonna label it as "Do not add the iPod and do not play ever."
Yeah, man, this is nah. This is just terrible. It's a sad, sad day for Psychopathic.
Yeah. fucking Twister was smart to leave.
Let's just hope that Twister's new CD, when they decide to make one, is dope.
Yeah, it's not like this.
Let's just hope that they stick to what they were doing.
Before Psychopathic and all that shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, first, even when they joined Psychopathic, you know, they were still keeping it wicked.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know. Twisted definitely, they didn't change at all. They, like, stuck with the same stuff.
As far as ICP, they fucked up.
They basically have.
But you may as well hit us with that ABK track, though.
It's uploading right now. Ready in a few seconds. Man, I can't believe this is BO. That's that fucking shit makes fucking Legs Diamond and fucking Circus Slam rapping sound good.
Man, I wouldn't go that far. But, yeah, I guess.
All right, here we go. ABK, Let Me Be. Their opinion on that one?
I actually like that track.
Yeah, that one was good. Better than the other shit.
I like that track because it had nothing to do with anybody else's song. It was just ABK doing an ABK track.
That's true.
It wasn't him trying to be Lil Wayne. It wasn't him trying to be Tupac. You know,
or Drake.
It was just ABK doing a song.
Yeah, that's true. Motherfucking thing's gonna die.
So pretty much, if they put one song on your iPod or whatever, that'd probably be the only one to put on there.
That's a good one, like I said before, you know, the other two that we like, yeah.
Yeah, I put fucking... Sweetie Payton up on there, put the KMK one up on there. And, Officer Hatchet.
Man, you got stupid-ass... You got stupid-ass Psycho Twiz on my fucking shit right now.
The fuck's that bitch saying?
He said soon that Lil Wayne would be doing music with ICP, and something about ICP signing with Lil Wayne, and talking about how Lil Wayne's a part of the Illuminati.
Oh, great.
He's a fucking idiot. He shouldn't even be on my fucking shit because, remember, he doesn't like the music anymore. He probably listens to Lil Wayne, motherfucker.
But,
good old chief, what I tell you, and we got into it like a month ago, what the fuck did he tell me besides that? He was hating on a whole bunch of shit. He didn't tell me anything like this, man. What the fuck is he talking about?
You know, I don't think ICP could go so far as, you know, sign with Lil Wayne. Or even sign Lil Wayne to a fucking psychopathic. I just don't see that happening. I don't see it going that far.
Are you sure he wasn't going that far?
Man, they just mixed in Lil Wayne in their song, man. So,
yeah.
so technically, he was already on a fucking song with him. He was in the fucking chorus right there, man. He mixed it in there. Damn you, DJ Clay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that track would have been good if he didn't mix that shit into it.
And... you didn't say some of the shit that you said.
Yeah, like, I'm not a fork, I'm a goblin.
I don't know, man. What the hell's going on?
Now I think whenever we're playing the 13, we have to start saying that. Just fuck with people. Be like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Man, they'll never understand.
Yeah, they never will.
This is what I think of that track.
Yeah, it's gonna piss until the show ends.
Well, this show is pretty much over right now.
Yeah, might as well hang up. I'm here pissing the rest of the show. Later.